as a financial producer and starting my own national financial marketing company from scratch, I spent over 2 decades working with the top producers from all over the country. This show is about translating the insights and secrets of these top producers that will get you closer to your ultimate goal, the building of a successful business. I'm Jerry Harabin. This is Extreme Producers. Welcome to Extreme Producers, the podcast where we walk you through tips from some of the best producers in the financial industry from across the country. Today, we're going to talk about one of the top topics that people ask me about from the book Extreme Producers, Their Insights and Secrets. Growing your business from a sole proprietor, from a sole producer, to being a company that has value, to a company that is sellable, to a company that can go on without you being part of it someday. Today's tip is how to start the process of becoming a true company. This is the secret that can help you make way more money than you could possibly make on your own. However, for many people, it's very difficult to start what this tip talks about. There's a saying that I heard from a good friend of mine many years ago, and that's, it's the start that stops most people. That's right. It's the start that stops most people. And if you think about getting into shape or going to a health club, what is it that stops you from getting into shape after a day or two or maybe a week or two? It's the actual getting to the health club. It's not the health club itself. Once you're at the health club, everything goes pretty easily. But it's the start. And that the start is getting off the couch and actually going to the health club. So it's the start that stops most people. So if you can start, you're way ahead of everybody else. If you want to run a marathon, you have to start by taking that first step and then taking the second step. And then after 2 or 3 steps, now your mojo's starting to go and you're there. So let's use that. What stops most people from moving forward? And that's that they do not know what to do. They don't know how to start. So let's take this first tip that we want to talk about today, the one that we get so many questions on here. I get lots of comments on it, so much so that we actually started a national workshop held in Denver, Colorado on how to implement this tip. And this tip is starting your own agency or even just hiring your first assistant. As an individual sole producer, and there's a lot of really good sole producers out there, but they say, how can I grow my business? And in my opinion, from talking to the top producers, the top insight, the top secret to growing your business is starting to hire people to help you. Hire people that can duplicate you. They may not be as good as you, but if they're only 50% as good as you, now your company is 150% better than it was the day before. So hopefully you can hire many of these people and grow them to where most of them are close to where you're at, and over time your business grows. Some of the people you hire you want to be actual producers like yourself. Others you need to hire are just assistants. How do you do that? So let's start with the basics. How do you get an assistant? I've coined the phrase, make it a smart hire. So how do you grow yourself? Well, right now as a sole producer, and there's a lot of top sole producers out there, they spend a lot of their time doing busy work that they shouldn't be doing. Paperwork, accounting, billing, spreadsheets, whatever it might be. And most of these things that these top producers are doing are things that they don't like. So we want to hire somebody to help you do the things that you don't like to do. If you don't like to do something, I guarantee you there's someone else who does like to do that. So if you don't like to do accounting, we all know there's good accountants out there. You don't like to do bookkeeping, we can find someone to do that. You're not good at spreadsheets or don't even like spreadsheets, we can find somebody to do that. So hiring an assistant is the start of growing yourself from a sole proprietor into a true business that has value with something to sell. So how do you hire your assistant? I call it, let's do a smart hire. A smart hire is first you got to recognize what do you need done. Maybe it's just organizing your office. Maybe it's someone to take phone calls. Maybe it's someone to do a little bit of accounting for you to keep your taxes in order, some bookkeeping for you to keep your taxes in order. If you're like me, you hate that kind of stuff, but there's other people that love it. So how do you smart hire, especially when you're just starting out? Well, the key to that is knowing what's holding you back from hiring somebody. And what's holding you back is likely three things. One is you don't know how to go about finding somebody. Number two, you don't know how to pay them. And number three, you don't know how to teach them to do what you want them to do. So let's go over those things. First off, just keep in mind when you hire somebody, you're not hiring them for a big wage to work 40 hours a week. Just determine how many hours you need help for, and let's say it's 15 hours a week. Now you can control your outlay of expenses for their salary because you know you're only paying 15 hours a week. And so if you're going to pay something, I recommend paying above minimum wage so you get somebody of quality. But again, you're going to control your expenses because you're only going to have them work, hypothetically, 15 hours a week. So you know what your outlay is. And since they're part-timers, if you don't need them for 15 hours 1 week, you're not going to have them come in that week. Who do you hire? I have started all my hires, and I've been running a company now for over 18 years. You hire somebody where I go to is some type of a group that I know, whether it's my wife's friends, whether it's a church group. There are a lot of people that want to get back into the field force, and I call them stay-at-home parents. Their kids are now back in school, and they want to work between the hours of 9 and 2:30. There's a lot of people out there that want something to do while their kids are at school. So you smart hire one of these people. They most likely have a college education. They've just been a stay-at-home parent, and they are more than willing to help you do what you need them to do for a reasonable pay. So you can determine what's a reasonable pay in your area, but certainly something at least slightly above minimum wage. And you're going to have somebody come in who's college educated, who probably has a skill set you don't have, whether that's bookkeeping or Excel spreadsheets, or they can learn how to do QuickBooks or something of that nature. They can organize your office. They can run, help you prepare for client presentations. But this is the person that you hire. You have them for a set number of hours a week at a set period and see how many takers you get. And I think you'll be surprised if you put this out to Facebook groups, you put it out to your church group, you put it out to your neighborhood Facebook page or whatever your neighborhood has going on, you'll be shocked how many applicants you may actually have. And now the next key is when you hire them, you've obviously told them how many hours they're going to work, you've already told them the pay, and then you have to be able to train them, which might not be in your wheelhouse. So according to top producers that I've talked to, and I've done this myself, you just need to tell the people what the end result is, and they'll get you there. Such as maybe you want someone to get you onto social media. You want them to do some Facebook things for you. You just say to them, how do I get a Facebook going? Or you want to develop a website. Ask the person, can you figure out how I can have a website? And that person can probably figure it out. They can probably go to one of these boilerplate website places and build you a website. Another thing you might want them to do is keeping your books on QuickBooks. Ask them, you know, can you figure out how to do QuickBooks? Can you set me up a QuickBooks account? And can you input my receipts in it on a weekly basis? But if you know what the end result is and you tell them what that will be, kind of paint them the picture, I guarantee you there is somebody out there who can do that for you. And it's probably not that difficult of a task, but if you're like me and like most top producers, it's just busy work that you don't like to do, but you feel needs to be done. So that is how you start to grow. That is how you smart hire. That is how you start to duplicate yourself. That is how you grow a company instead of just being a one-person operation. Once you start to grow a company, you're now building something that has value, something that you can sell. But as a sole producer, there's probably not much to sell because if we take you out of the picture, there's probably not much left. So that is our great tip for today. The number one thing that we talk about, we can go way into depth on how to build an agency, how to build a company, but it all starts by actually doing the start. And the start is hiring your first assistant that starts to duplicate you and enables you to do things that allow your company to grow. And these are things that you don't want to do yourself or that you're probably not so good at. And so it takes you a long time to do it. You probably put it off. And when you do it, you probably don't get it done in the right manner. So with that being said, thanks for joining us. We will go on to our next podcast where we will talk about continuing to grow your business, continuing to grow an agency, and continuing to build something that has some value beyond yourself. And that gives you something that you can sell and keep a business that continues to grow into infinity. Thanks for joining us on this initial episode of Extreme Producers.